Hi folks, I am Curtis Peoples, your host for the Music Crossroads of Texas. On the show, you will hear popular and rare music from your favorite West Texas musicians, as well as selections from other Texas artists. Join me each week as I explore the highways and back roads, seeking out the diverse music that our great state has to offer. Sit back and relax for an hour as I take you down the Music Crossroads of Texas. Today on the Music Crossroads of Texas, I complete my musical review of members of the West Texas Walk of Fame. Also included in the show are several musicians that I think are worthy of being inducted into the Walk of Fame someday, and perhaps they will be. We start today's show with the West Texas Walk of Fame class of 2016. First up, Ponte Bone. Originally from San Antonio, Texas, Ponte Bone began studying accordion when he was 5 years old. Ponte moved to Lubbock and attended Texas Tech. While in Lubbock and early in his career, Ponte was a member of the Joe Ely Band. By the mid-1980s, Ponte had formed his own band, Ponte Bone and the Squeeze Tones. The group's early style ranged from Russian gypsy dances, reggae blues, Tex-Mex polkas, and Cajun boogie. In 1987, the group made an appearance on the PBS music television program Austin City Limits as part of a Squeeze Box special episode with Queen Ida and Santiago Jimenez Jr. Ponte's album Fantasize draws from Tex-Mex, rock, blues, R&B, Zydeco, and Caribbean music to create a whole new style. Here is Ponte Bone and the Squeeze Tones with Flat Town Boogie.
Another dry year, another brother out of love. Yeah, terrible thing about the high West Texas plains. Oh, terrible thing about the high West Texas plains. Flat town boogie all night in the flat town blues all day.
Dallas is a beautiful sight. never see Dallas from a DC-9 at night. Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas?
Welcome back to the stage, Terry Cook.
There's an old man called Mississippi. That's the old man that I long to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? He must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant haters. He don't plant cotton. And them that plans them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge and lift that bill. Get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of leaving and scared.
From the dawn till sunset, getting no rest till the judgment day.
He keeps on. make me wanna be with you. Hooray, Vaughn, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Hooray, Vaughn. Well, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, hooray, Vaughn, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Hooray, Vaughn. Well, Ray Vaughn, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad that you're revealing your love for me. Ray Vaughn, Ray Vaughn, and tell me not to be lonely. Tell me you love me only, Ray Vaughn.
Also in that set was the Lubbock supergroup The Flatlanders, featuring Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, singing the Gilmore classic song, Dallas. We then heard Plainview native and world-renowned opera singer Terry Cook with his popular rendition of Old Man River. Cook has appeared with most of the major opera companies and symphony orchestras around the world. He's known especially for his portrayal of the title role in George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. I closed out that set of the 2016 class with Sonny West and his song Rave On, which was a top 10 hit for Buddy Holly. 2017 saw a trio of African-American musicians honored with their induction into the Walk of Fame: J.T. Braxton, his son Tom Braxton, and Johnny Ray Watson. J.T. Braxton is a musician and music educator born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. His passion of music developed early, and he began playing the saxophone and violin at a young age. In his teens, he enjoyed the big bands of Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Chick Webb, Ella Fitzgerald, and his favorite was saxophonist Lester Young. Braxton attended the historic Tuskegee Institute, where he joined the school's big band, the Tuskegee Melody Barons. On the East Coast, he performed with various jazz bands in Philadelphia, New York, and Atlantic City. During World War II, he played in the U.S. military band, and after his service, he finished his degree at Wiley College in Marshall, Texas, where he toured with Wiley Collegians, which included his brother and future brother-in-law. He went on to attend the University of Nebraska, Tyler College, and the University of Denver, where he earned his master's degree in music. He moved his family to Lubbock in 1960, and here he and his brother-in-law, Roy Roberts, built great band and orchestra programs that became widely recognized throughout Texas. As an orchestra teacher, Braxton taught at Struggs, Dunbar, Alderson, Bozeman, Atkins, and many other schools. He continued to perform professionally in his own band with other combos. Braxton's influence as a music educator has been far-reaching, and many of his former students are music educators, directors, and professional musicians. He retired in 1985, but continues to serve as a mentor and remains active in music. Here's J.T. Braxton and Satin Doll.
Thank you.
In the middle of the set was Tom Braxton with his song, Me and JT for Dad. Braxton has thrilled audiences globally for over two decades. He has a distinct melodic sound and is known as one of smooth jazz's most prolific saxophonists. Tom grew up in Lubbock and graduated from Texas Tech in 1983 and moved to Austin to pursue a career in music. He has recorded 9 albums, including The Next Chapter, Endless Highway, and Imagine This. Last in that set was Johnny Ray Watson with Ain't He Good to You. Watson was a well-known gospel singer from Lorenzo, Texas. His singing career began at the age of 8 years old, singing in the children's choir at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in his hometown. He performed with several bands during college in Abilene before dropping out of school and moving to Dayton, Ohio, where he continued to sing. In 1972, he moved back to Lorenzo and formed the family group Soul Savers. They traveled throughout West Texas, spreading the gospel in African-American churches. He had a successful career and shared the stage with many others. He passed away in January of 2014. In 2018, the West Texas Walk of Fame Committee inducted Donnie Allison, Josh Abbott, and Bob Livingston. Allison is best remembered in West Texas for writing and performing music with the groups Impeccable, the Nelsons, the JDs, and as a performer at the Cactus Theater. I aired an entire hour-long show about Donnie Allison, which you can find on our website, Music Crossroads of Texas, at kttz.org. Here is Donnie fronting the Nelsons with the MTV Basement Tapes classic, I Don't Mind.
Hello?
get to hold your heart, closest thing to heaven. Yeah, I find in your arms, in your eyes, in your smile, there's something in your touch, and it takes me and it shakes me. There's no deeper cut. Wake me up, I don't have to wonder, 'cause this is more than love. When you move over me, tingling our toes, and your wine so sweet, it's an early morning drunk.
Chains, yet my love endures on through the rain. I got no tears, I got no pain, but this old heart somehow remains. I was raised by the colony, sent out to the stars, abandoned after centuries, a thousand years before the wars. The only comfort I could find in this land of acid rain was the lightning circuits of my mind. The tall ships no longer came. The clear crystal of my dome, I see the shipwrecks all around. This junkyard planet is my home. Lost machines on the ground. They used to blast out from deep space, trailing streams of gold. And I would look into each face. Behind their eyes I read their story. And it's gonna take a lifeboat to sail to my rescue. Reaching for the right notes. Is there anything you can do with these broken gears and rusty chains? How my love endures on through the pain. I got no tears, I got no pain. But this old heart somehow. Beside this yellow sulfur sea, I wonder where they've flown and why they chose to leave me here to dream this dream alone. With these broken gears and rusted chains, how my love endures on the rain. I got no tears, I got no pain. But this old heart somehow remains. It remains. It remains.
In the middle of the set, you heard Texas country singer and songwriter Josh Shabbat. Josh has brought a lot of recognition to Lubbock by hosting his annual Jab Fest in the city. And to close that set with Android's Lament by Bob Livingston. Bob is an award-winning singer and songwriter who left Lubbock after high school and headed west to pursue a career in music. Through the years, he has played with Michael Martin Murphy, Jerry Jeff Walker, the Los Gonzo Band, and numerous others. He's also traveled throughout India, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa playing music as part of the United States State Department. Next on the show are some songs from artists that I would like to see inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame. All of them were very successful in their careers and are very deserving of the honor. First up, Kimmy Rhodes. She was born in Wichita Falls, raised in Lubbock, Texas, and settled in Austin to pursue her music career. She has released 16 solo albums, written and produced 3 musical plays, published a novella cookbook, and written many multi-platinum songs recorded by artists such as Willie Nelson, Trisha Yearwood, Amy Grant, Joe Ely, Waylon Jennings, Peter Frampton, Mark Knopfler, Emmylou Harris, and others. After several years of sifting through the archives of her late soulmate and beloved radio personality Joe Gracie, Rhodes put the finishing touches on her latest labor of love, Radio Dreams, the story of the outlaw DJ and the cosmic cowgirl. It is a duet memoir that weaves her own poetic prose with the wry and witty musings from Gracie, who died in 2011. Rhodes released the book in spring of 2018 and is currently working on a remix of her classic album, West Texas Heaven. And here's the title track to that album.
Mm-hmm. I left West Texas, heaven it was the only one I've ever known. I've been on the road down here, driving with my blinders on, and all life was to me was like a truck stop where you want to stay. I never really saw it when you built your dream right in my way. No, I just passed on through like a lonely town. Laying in my head, I heard this music like a radio. In another town, somebody turned on somewhere down. Your signal never cleared. Oh, I guess it matters that you're so far away. And I just passed on through like a lonely town.
Up next, Margaret Lewis Warwick. She was born in West Texas and grew up in Leveland. There, during high school, she started the Maggie Lewis and the Thunderbolts Band. The group were co-winners at a Battle of the Band hosted by Johnny Horton in Plainview, Texas. Horton liked her and had her appear on the Louisiana Hayride. Eventually, Lewis moved to Shreveport and was a regular on the Hayride. She has written numerous hit records, including Soul Shake and Reconsider Me. She now owns the Louisiana Hayride along with her husband, Alton Warwick. Here is Maggie Lewis Warwick with one of her early songs, Shake a Leg.
I got a little daddy, he is 6'2". He knows exactly what to do. Kind of little daddy that is real wild. Kind of little daddy that's a got my style of shake a leg, shake a leg. Shake a leg, shake a leg. A shake a leg, shake a leg, shake a leg. Well, we went downtown.
Born in August of 1953, Larry Medlow Williams Jr., popularly known as Junior Medlow, was born in Lubbock. Early on, gospel music influenced Junior, and he was active in the church. He began his music career in the late 60s in Lubbock before moving to Austin in the early 70s. He played in the band Sweetleaf, Showdown, and joined the popular Cobras with Denny Freeman on guitar. They recorded the rare EP Caught Live at the Continental Club in Austin. In 1984, after the Cobras split up, Medlow returned to Lubbock before joining with Chris Duarte and formed the Bad Boys. After the group disbanded, Junior returned to Lubbock once again and started Tornado Alley. He released a solo album, Thrill for Thrill. In 1993, the following year, Medlow was diagnosed with cancer, and sadly, Larry Medlow Williams Jr. passed away on April 17, 1997. Many people continue to admire his music and would like to see Medlow inducted into the West Texas Walk of Fame. Here is Junior Medlow with It Show Is a Movie to Me. My last selection of today is a great candidate for the Walk of Fame, Weldon Myrick. He was an American steel guitar player born in Jayton, Texas, and his debut came in 1964 when he played on the number one country hit Once a Day by Connie Smith. She would call Myrick the guy who was responsible for creating the Connie Smith sound. In the late 1960s, he joined Bobby Thompson and Charlie McCoy to form the group Area Code 615. He was also a member of the group of session musicians in the Nashville, Tennessee-based group, the Nashville A-Team. They backed many singers, including Eddie Arnold, Jim Reeves, Bob Dylan, Moon Mullican, Jerry Lee Lewis, among many, many others. He died in 2014 at the age of 76, but leaves a vast catalog of music. Tonight's episode of Music Crossroads of Texas will be made available as a podcast on kttz.org for future listening. That's kttz.org. Log on at any time to listen to your favorite tracks again. Music Crossroads of Texas is produced by Rachel Boyd. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, and I invite you to join me again next week as I travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas.